Topic 6.3 is to explain the process of protein synthesis, transcription, translation, messenger RNA, transfer RNA, ribosomes, and the role of start and stop codons, and explain the roles of the template or antisense DNA strand in the transcription, the codons and the messenger RNA, and the anticodons and transfer RNA. So this is quite a big topic. There's not a lot of room to faff around. So when we're looking at protein transcription, the transcription factors bind to promoter sites on the 5' side of the gene. An enzyme, RNA polymerase, binds to the complex of transcription factors to unzip the double helix. The RNA polymerase proceeds to read one strand, moving in the 3' to 5' direction. As the RNA polymerase travels along the DNA strand, it assembles the ribonucleotides into a strand of RNA. Each ribonucleotide gets inserted into the growing RNA strand following the rules of complementary base pairing. So what this means is that because the strands are anti-parallel, the synthesis of RNA proceeds in 5' to 3' direction. When the transcription is complete, the mRNA is released from the polymerase, and shortly thereafter the polymerase is released from the DNA, so transcription can start up again. So we've got our two strands, the coding strand and the template strand, also known as the sense and antisense strand. So what the RNA strands are complementarily pairing with is the template or antisense strand. And the transcription factors are binding to the start codons. So this would be the sequence for methionine at this point. Once the RNA molecule is released, it travels out of the nuclear pore and to the ribosome where it's picked up. So the first stage is initiation. The ribosome binds to a site upstream on the 5' side of the start of the message, and it proceeds downstream 5' to 3' until it encounters the start codon, which is AUG. Here we get it joined by the large subunit and the initiator tRNA molecule. So in eukaryotes, the initiator tRNA carries methionine. That's why the AUG codon is for methionine. The second stage is elongation. So the tRNA covalently bound to the amino acid is able to base pair with the next codon on the mRNA, and that arrives at the ribosome. The preceding amino acid is covalently linked to the incoming amino acid with a peptide bond, and the previous tRNA then gets released. The ribosome can move one codon downstream, and it all repeats over again. You can have many ribosomes processing the same strand of mRNA, just several codons downstream from each other. The third stage is termination. When the ribosome reaches one of the stop codons, so UAA, UAG, UGA, for example, there are no tRNA molecules that have anticodons for these stop codons. But there are protein release factors, other molecules that are in the cytoplasm around the ribosomes, and they recognize the codons when they arrive. So the binding of those release factors releases the polypeptide from the ribosome. So you need to know for a translation that you've got a specific sequence of bases on the tRNA molecule which is complementary to the codons on the mRNA. And the tRNA sequence is referred to as the anticodon. So the anticodons are specific to the amino acids, but remember are degenerate and non-overlapping code here.